This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Oakland-based muralist Desi Mundo is on a crusade to change the negative perception of artists who paint using spray cans. He says there's a difference between street art and graffiti, that what he does engages the community in conversation in a way that graffiti doesn't. He says his organization, Community Rejuvenation Project, has a pavement-to-policy approach, bringing artists and neighborhoods together to make artwork that everyone can enjoy. KALW's Jen Chien sat down with Mundo in our studios.
Can you explain what that means, pavement to policy?
Well, the pavement part is that we go out and paint a lot of murals throughout the community. We've painted over 200 murals in the past 5 years. So we're out there on the street in the community interacting with people. And the policy side is that because we have that on-the-ground experience, we work to influence public art policy and anything related to that to get more opportunities for artists, to challenge some of the less intelligent policies that the city uses and the less intelligent uses of funding, such as consistently pouring money into graffiti abatement, which we basically believe is a never-ending black hole of taking all of our funds and not ever producing any long-term results.
And can you explain what that actually means, graffiti abatement in the city's terms? What do they do?
Well, I mean, basically, the policy is really an attack on the aerosol aesthetic. You know, it's like somebody writes their name on your building. You can put up something equally as ugly if it's not done in spray paint and if it doesn't have that writing connotation. But realistically, there's no real difference in the quality of the aesthetic. They can have these garage doors and stuff like that that are 50 different colors of gray that don't match.
It looks like patchy because they just painted over individual tags.
But that's legal, but the writing isn't. So that doesn't really make sense. If we're really worried about aesthetics, then we need to have a less subjective policy around that. San Francisco hosted the International Graffiti Abatement Conference about 2 years ago, and they announced proudly that they've gone up to a $17 billion industry.
Worldwide or nationwide?
Nationwide. Uh-huh. So over the past 15 years, it was like $4 billion around 2000. It's gone up to $17 billion at that point. And now the more recent quote is $20 billion. So if we're spending all this money and the amount of money that we're spending is increasing, then why isn't so-called graffiti going down? It's not, you know, because the practices aren't actually sustainable. So we believe that public artwork is a more sustainable long-term solution when we give that vision of the community over to the youth, to the community to transform and have a ownership of the aesthetics of our neighborhoods.
Your group does what you call abatement murals. Those are commissions for murals from business owners. They're tired of this cycle, having their walls tagged and then having the patches.
Yeah, we do that as one of the services that we offer. We understand that people just get fed up. And it's always going to be a choice of the private property owner. The cities in recent history have put the impetus for cleaning off the walls on the private property owner. So you actually face fines if you don't keep your wall, again, just free of the writing. It doesn't have to look good. It can be patchy, but as long as it doesn't have the writing. So one of the projects that we did was on Marcus Bookstore, which is one of the old historic black mm-hmm. businesses, the oldest black bookstore in the nation. And they were threatened with these fines. They're hanging on, but it's not, you know,
they don't have extra money to be spending to paint the wall.
$2,000 just to go off and clean off this wall that then will get written on again, because they recognize that practice isn't working. And we also feel that over time, it's actually more cost effective.
Let's talk about what you call an aerosol aesthetic. Yeah, you call yourself an aerosol artist, and as opposed to some people say street artist or graffiti artist. Is it important to you, the terminology that you use?
It's very important. I used to call myself a graffiti writer. I understand where that's coming from. Growing up, that was the terminology that we use is graffiti writer, because we liked that freedom of the expression to go out and just, you know, vandalize. As someone who's basically made the agreement with the community that I'm going to write whatever I want, but if you catch me, I'm at your mercy on some level. But when I connected with like some of the pioneers of the writing culture, they were like, you know, we're called writers, but graffiti is actually a derogatory term. But graffiti is really like the association that puts us in the same category as the folks that are scribbling in the bathroom. And that's one of the definitions of graffiti, is just to scribble. And I don't want to necessarily be placed in that category because I'm an elaborate urban calligrapher. I go out there and do something that I've studied for 25 years and developed a mastery over. I've been teaching for 15 years in Oakland. And when we have the conversation about the so-called validity of our writing culture, when you use the term graffiti, it's automatically used to knock us down and question whether or not we're valid as artists. But if you start talking about aerosol artist or aerosol writer, there's no question that that requires a skill and a talent. And no one's going to be bringing up the question, well, is this really art? Which is more reflective of the prejudice towards the people who created it. And it's also the continuing prejudice of the people who are exploiting that abatement complex. You know, this is all gang related. This is going to turn violent. I watched some guy at a City of Oakland subcommittee, and he was presenting, and he was like, these guys aren't a crew, they're a mob, and they're more dangerous because of that. And then they could get involved with the gangs, and it's going to be, you know, all out bloodshed. And he was using that to try to get a contract so that he could be the abatement guy mm-hmm. for the City of Oakland.
And you're saying he was showing a misunderstanding of what's going on.
He was misunderstanding it. He was exploiting it. He doesn't have the understanding, it's true, but he was just trying to create that fear within the city officials present to say, oh, this could get serious and we need to fund this guy because mm-hmm. he quote unquote knows what he was talking
and
about.
And in some people's minds, that leap is easy. They do think that a group of kids, they start spray painting a wall, next thing they're going to be murdering people.
Which is then used to sterilize and push out, you know, poor people and communities of color out of their own neighborhoods. Part of the conversation that we're having is in Oakland around the new downtown development plans are, you know, how do we make this accessible and useful for everyone? Their practice of sterilization and clearing out all the quote unquote undesirables makes it less accessible for the people who really need to be in these central spaces to get around. And if all of these little prejudices are kind of connected to each other, and we're as Community Rejuvenation Project, we're primarily dealing with that in the realm of public artwork. Those conversations expand out into other places. And
it's all connected.
Yeah. And we end up having those conversations with different city officials, you know, and in our artwork. Those end up being a lot of the other folks that are affected by that same prejudice are people that we end up working for. So we do a lot of murals around, you know, right now we're part of the Keep Oakland Creative and fighting against gentrification and displacement, and particularly in downtown Oakland, but you know, also calling for cultural equity throughout the entire city of Oakland. So this is a big fight that's connected to a much bigger picture of how Oakland's being developed right now.